Nigga, from Wikipedia, the free encyclopedia. Nigga is a term used in African-American vernacular English that began as an I dialect form of the word nigger, which is derived ultimately from the Latin word niger, meaning the color black. Section 1. Use in language. In practice, its use and meaning are heavily dependent on the context. Presently, the word nigga is used more liberally among younger members of all races and ethnicities in the United States, although its use by persons not of African descent is still widely viewed as unacceptable and hostile, even when used without intentional prejudice. In addition to African Americans, Asian Americans, Native Americans, Latin Americans, and European Americans have adopted the term as part of their vernacular. There is conflicting popular opinion on whether there is any meaningful difference between nigga and nigger as a spoken term. Many people consider the terms to be equally pejorative, and the use of nigga, both in and outside African American communities, remains controversial. H. Lewis Smith, author of Bury That Sucka, A Scandalous Affair with the N-Word, believes that replacing the ER with an A changes nothing other than the pronunciation, and the African American Registry notes brother or brother and sister or sista are terms of endearment. Nigger was and still is a word of disrespect. The National Association for the Advancement of Colored People, a civil rights group, condemns use of both nigga and nigger. Some African Americans express considerable offense when referred to as a nigga by Caucasian people, but not if they're called the same by other African Americans or by some other minority as a term of endearment. In this case, the term may be seen either as a symbol of brotherhood, similar to the usage of the words dude and bro, and its usage outside a defined social group an unwelcome cultural appropriation. Critics have derided this as a double standard. Section 2. Cultural Influence. Ice Cube, in his song Gangsta Rap Made Me Do It, says he, quote, heard nigga back in 1971. The term nigga please, first used in the 1970s by comics such as Paul Mooney as, quote, a funny punctuation in jokes about blacks, is now heard routinely in comedy routines by African Americans. The growing use of the term is often attributed to its ubiquity in modern American hip-hop music. Examples include hip-hop group Niggas with Attitude, or NWA, Notorious B.I.G. song The Realest Niggas, The Ghetto Boys' Real Negro Shit, Jay-Z's Jigga That Nigga, and Snoop Dogg's For All My Niggas and Bitches. Old Dirty Bastard uses the term 76 times in his Nigga Please album, not including repetitions and choruses. This is reflected in the term's wide use in modern American gang culture. According to a Texas Monthly article about Houston gangs, many Hispanic street gang members call each other nigga. However, its use has spread beyond North America. The Portuguese comedy show Gato Fedorento uses the word nigga in an audio sketch, where the four individuals say they are niggas. Quote, I'm nigga nigga, are you nigga nigga? And end up admitting that they do not know what nigga means, although, quote, people say it's amazing. DeWeasel later sang a song named Nigga in Gato Fedorento's last episode of Season 5. Chris Rock had a routine, Niggas vs. Black People, that distinguished a nigga, which he defined as a low-expectation-having motherfucker, from a black person. In contrast, Tupac Shakur, in an interview in the documentary Tupac Resurrection, distinguished between nigger and nigga as, quote, niggers was the ones on the rope, hanging off the thing. Niggas is the ones with gold ropes, hanging out at clubs. Section 3. Use in trademarks or brand names. The Lanham Act does not permit registration of trademarks containing terms that may disparage persons or bring them into disrepute. Registration by the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, or PTO, of terms that are historically considered disparaging to groups of people has been allowed in some circumstances. Self-disparaging trademarks have been allowed in some cases where the applicant has shown that the mark, as used, is not considered by the relevant group to be disparaging. In 1995, two Houston, Texas men filed a trademark application with the PTO for the words Naturally Intelligent God-Gifted Africans and its acronym. The application was rejected, as were numerous subsequent applications for variations of the word nigga. Most recently, comedian Damon Wayans twice attempted to trademark a brand name called nigga, quote, featuring clothing, books, music, and general merchandise. The PTO refused the application, stating, quote, the very fact that debate is ongoing regarding in-ethnic group usage shows that a substantial composite of African Americans find the term nigga to be offensive. See also, guilty or innocent of using the N-word, and reappropriation,